In a meeting chaired on Tuesday by the Sudanese Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok, Sudan's cabinet voted to ratify the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW, with reservations on three main articles. The move falls short of ratification. That action must come from a joint meeting of the cabinet and the Transitional Sovereign Council. The cabinet also agreed to sign the Protocol on the Rights of Women in Africa, which was attached to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights. Many Sudanese women in Khartoum consider the vote a positive development towards opening more space and freedoms for women across the country. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Iman Juma Halouf, a consultant on women issues with various Sudanese organizations, says the vote will lead to improving conditions for Sudanese women. Halouf points out that women made a significant contribution to the Sudanese revolution. She says women deserve to have more social, political, and religious freedoms.
For us, it is a good opportunity, and this is a good chance to women have to develop their skills, to give them a chance to more independence, more empowering, to participate in identifying, solving, and implementing women issues.
Sudan has been one of the six countries that did not ratify the elimination of all forms of discrimination against women, a list that includes Iran, Somalia, Palau, Tonga, and the United States. Halouf says even if the Sudanese transitional government ratifies CEDAW, it will need to strengthen local institutions that show the government is implementing women's rights in Sudan. She says some Sudanese cultures and norms are too ingrained in certain communities which may oppose the move.
We have to consider women in community, in a normal setting. We have to consider women in the camps, refugee, returnees, women associated with armed groups. We need the serious and serious institutional. They really want to make a change.
Abdullah Hassan, Secretary General for the Council of Child Welfare in Khartoum State, also welcomes the vote by the Sudanese cabinet. He says ratification of the CEDAW will allow women to take full responsibility for their children, which he says will increase protections for children in Sudan.
These laws and treaties are very important for us in the Ministry of Social Development to protect women and therefore protect children. There are a good number of laws and acts that have been enacted recently that promote the interests of women and restore women psychologically and socially.
But Isra Daoud, a young Sudanese political activist, sees things differently. Daoud says ratifying CEDAW at this stage of the country's economic hardship does not help Sudanese women in any way. She says the transitional government should instead focus on providing basic services such as education, health, and security.
Our laws and constitutions of the country since the 60s have been just on Sudanese women and even more. But the issue is that there is no serious political will from our elites to fully implement these laws. Our women today are lacking services. They don't have food to eat or a house to live in. So why do you go and demand things that are unnecessary to her needs?
Both cabinet and sovereign council members are expected to schedule for a joint meeting for the final ratification. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.